scars. In spring, a year after Rebecca II's adoption, I was 5 years old. Jacob and I should have been in school, but we overslept, so Mom brought us to the doctor's office with her. The waiting room was warm and bright, full of round ladies and chairs big enough to accommodate them. A nurse called Mom's name, and the three of us scurried through a door and down a hallway. Mom couldn't leave us in the waiting room because when we got bored, Jacob and I started crawling under chairs and bothering people. A nurse guided us into a cold room with a TV screen, and Jacob and I sat in one chair on the side while Mom stepped onto a table. She was as big as she had ever been. The doctor dimmed the lights and said, "Let's see it," to my mom, who lay back on the table and lifted her baggy shirt above her waist. The doctor squeezed slime on the mound of my mom's belly. I sat up straight in the chair. "It's okay, Memes." Memes was what she called me sometimes. "It's okay, he's not hurting, Mommy," she assured me as the doctor smirked at me and rolled a stick with what looked like an eyeball on the end around in the slimy stuff. The TV screen went black, and then black and white. It was a cloud formation, a map of the ocean floor. I cocked my head to see. Jacob pinched me as my hair tickled his face.
"You're squashing me," he hissed.
I hopped out of the chair and onto the floor.
"There she is," the doctor said to my mom. "You want to see your little sister?" he said to me.
I nodded and scooted up by my mom's head. She held my hand.
"Can you see it?" she asked me.
The doctor pointed to things on the screen.
"This is her arm. She's on her side. See her nose there?"
The fuzz snapped into focus. I saw it. Saw her. That dark spot fluttering in the middle of the screen was her heart beating. I saw her. The doctor said everything looked good. He printed out a sheet of pictures of the baby and put it in a thick envelope for Mom. Then we trotted out to catch the bus. "We're meeting my friend for lunch," Mom said.
"Is Daddy going to be there?"
Jacob asked, tucking his tender heart care bear.